of course, we know that World Cup theme music means it's time now for the sunny side of sports with Sonny Young. And happy Monday, Sonny.
Sporty World Cup greetings, Kim.
Yes, Sonny, and I understand it's a big day for World Cup fans in Ghana and Nigeria.
Kim, Ghana and Nigeria both play their opening matches later Monday at the World Cup football tournament in Brazil. The Black Stars of Ghana will go against the United States in Natal, Brazil, while the African champion Super Eagles of Nigeria will play Iran in Curitiba, Brazil. The Super Eagles will be on the pitch first at the pre-match news conference in Curitiba. Nigeria's head coach, Stephen Keshi, said African teams are as good as any at the World Cup, and one could end up lifting the trophy in Brazil.
As good as any other team out here, you know. I think this tournament is an open tournament. You just have to do what you have to do. I don't see big names or big countries. There are big nations, you know, some nations that are, of course, with due respect, they're there. They've earned it. But I think it's an open tournament. It just is what you guys are willing to do. Your desire in you guys is a problem that made a difference. We saw some few games, and that's it.
That's Stephen Keshi, the head coach of Nigeria's World Cup football team, and he was speaking from Curitiba, Brazil. Meanwhile, Norwich City defender Joseph Yobo will be wearing the captain's armband for Nigeria in Curitiba. Yobo will be playing in his 98th international match against Iran. That makes him the most capped Nigerian player ever. At the pre-match news conference in Curitiba, Yobo responded to a reporter who said Iran might have the weakest team in Nigeria's group.
Probably that's your opinion. I think every game is as difficult as it comes. You know, we don't underrate or underestimate any team. We know they came here to win as well. The first game is always difficult. Both nations are going to try and get the 3 points, so that's even the most difficult game. Every other game, we're going to treat it the same way. It's not going to be easy, but the first one is very important for the both nations. We're coming here to win. They're also coming here to win, so it's going to be a very tough and exciting game.
Meanwhile, the Ghana-USA game in Natal should also be very tough and exciting. The Black Stars of Ghana have eliminated the USA from the past two World Cups at Germany 2006 and South Africa 2010. Both matches ended in 2-1 victories for Ghana. James Kwesi Appiah is the first Ghanaian coach to lead the Black Stars to the World Cup. He says the American squad has improved in recent years.
They've been developing year by year, and if you even look at previous games they played recently, they've won almost every game, which proves that, you know, they really a world-class team in terms of football. And for me, they are a big football country now. I believe that they're going to give us a very good game, and we are also prepared for them.
That's Ghana's World Cup coach, James Kwesi Appiah, speaking in Natal, Brazil. Ghana's captain, Asamoah John, is one of the Black Stars players who has experience playing against the USA. 4 years ago in Rustenburg, South Africa, John scored the game-winning goal in extra time as Ghana eliminated the USA and advanced to the quarterfinals. He says he's bracing for a very tough match against the Americans.
It's going to make the game very, very difficult because this is a different team altogether, you know, a different coach and a different tactic altogether, you know. So, and thirdly, it's going to be like they're coming for revenge. You know, I think mentally they don't want us to beat them for the third time, which is going to make the game very, very interesting and then difficult for us. But as I always say, we are all focused. Both sides are all focused on the game, and we are ready.
That's Asamoah John, the captain of Ghana's World Cup football team. And he was speaking from Natal, Brazil. That's where Ghana will go against the USA later Monday night in an eagerly awaited World Cup opener for both teams. In World Cup results Sunday, Switzerland, France, and two-time champion Argentina all scored victories as we hear now from our Daybreak Africa sportsman, Mark Ouma.
Argentina edged Bosnia-Herzegovina 2-1 in Rio de Janeiro as France eclipsed Honduras 3-0 in Porto Alegre, and Switzerland edged Ecuador 2-1 in the capital Brasilia on Sunday. Earlier on Saturday, Ivory Coast pipped Japan 2-1, Costa Rica beat Uruguay 3-1, Italy edged England 2-1 as Colombia thrashed Greece 3-0. Meanwhile, a wave of optimism is sweeping across Nigeria as African champions Nigeria Super Eagles tackle Iran in Curitiba today, Monday. Nigeria Minister of Information Labaran Maku explains why.
By the grace of God, we're expecting a victory over Iran in our first World Cup match in Brazil. First of all, well, Iran is a good footballing country, but you know, when it comes to football, I believe Nigeria has a better record. We've done better in football. We're the reigning African champion. We won the African Cup of Nations in 2013. We're the reigning champion. We won the Under 17 World Cup United Arab Emirates UAE last year, and we won by setting up a world record. We were never defeated. We had the highest goals scored by any nation in the Under 17 FIFA tournament. We have won the Olympic gold as we did in Brazil, beating Brazil, Mexico, and Argentina in the runoff. Nigeria is a strong footballing nation, and in the end, Nigeria will not only make it in the first match. We are hoping that we'll go very far in this World Cup because we believe it's time for Africa to lift the cup.
That was Labaran Maku, the Nigerian Minister of Information, speaking in Abuja, Nigeria.
This is our moment. We are speaking out to end malaria.
This is DJ Drogba. Malaria is preventable and treatable.
Sleep under an insecticide-treated mosquito net every night. Go to a health center at the first sign of fever for testing and appropriate treatment.
Join me. United. We can beat malaria.
In National Basketball Association news, the San Antonio Spurs are the league champions for 2014. The Spurs dethroned the Miami Heat in resounding fashion, beating the Heat 104-87 Sunday night to win the NBA Finals 4-1. Plain and simple, VOA basketball fans, the Spurs dominated this championship series. All four of their victories were by at least 15 points. They played a beautiful brand of unselfish basketball, working the ball around the court and shredding Miami's defense throughout the series. San Antonio's 22-year-old small forward, Kawhi Leonard, who more than held his own against Miami superstar LeBron James, was named the NBA Finals Most Valuable Player.
It just feels like a dream to me. But like you said, this is my second finals appearance in my third year. I've been just progressing each year, and the team has also. Losing in the semifinals my first year, and then losing the championship my second year, and then now winning in my third year, it just makes you believe in your craft and your hard work.
Kawhi Leonard, who has been described as the future of San Antonio's franchise, is the youngest NBA Finals Most Valuable Player since his teammate Tim Duncan in 1999. That was the first of five NBA titles for the now 38-year-old Duncan, who has been the cornerstone of the Spurs during their great run of success the past 15 years. Here's how Tim Duncan described his latest trophy.
Very special. It was already a special day, but to do it at home, to do it with my kids and my family and my friends here, made it so much more special. Just a great experience, and a great experience for them.
Meanwhile, the 2014 NBA Finals was not a great experience for LeBron James, who was bidding for a third straight NBA title. Talk to us, LeBron.
I mean, mixed emotions. Started off very well as a team. You know, we had a great first quarter. But from that point on, you know, they were the better team. And, that's why they're the champions in 2014.
Once again, the NBA champions in 2014 are the San Antonio Spurs. The Spurs also won the NBA title in 1999, 2003, 2005, and 2007. This latest championship was sweet revenge for San Antonio, which lost a hard-fought seven-game series to Miami in the 2013 NBA Finals. Tim Duncan and some of the other Spurs players felt like they let that series slip away from them, especially in Game 6, where they blew a lead late in the game. In more World Cup news, Cameroon's captain and four-time African Footballer of the Year, Samuel Eto'o, missed training for a second straight day on Sunday, and he's doubtful for a crucial match against Croatia on Wednesday in Manaus, Brazil. Eto'o was absent for a workout Sunday at Cameroon's World Cup base in Vitoria, Brazil. Cameroon's German coach Volker Finke says the Chelsea striker is struggling with the same right knee injury he nursed throughout the build-up to the World Cup. Wednesday's Group A clash in Manaus is a must-win for both Cameroon and Croatia. Cameroon lost its opening match to Mexico 1-0, while the Croatians fell to host and tourney favorite Brazil 3-1. Speaking of the Brazilians, star striker Hulk left a training session due to a muscle injury in his left leg, but he says he expects to be fit to play against Mexico on Tuesday in Fortaleza. Hulk practiced for less than 15 minutes before leaving the pitch. He says the injury wasn't serious, and hopefully it won't keep him from playing against the Mexicans. Hulk, the Hulk doesn't get injured. The Hulk doesn't get hurt. He's so strong and powerful, the Hulk has to play against the Mexicans. Come on, Hulk, show us your strength.